SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The District of Columbia is suing to stop President Trump's deployment of the National Guard in Washington. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a federal lawsuit, the city's attorney general says the surge of troops in the president's law enforcement intervention in D.C. essentially amounts to an involuntary military occupation. Brian Schwab argues that the deployment is an illegal use of the military for domestic law enforcement. The legal action comes after a federal judge in California recently ruled that Donald Trump's deployment of National Guard troops to Los Angeles in June was illegal. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. tells the Senate Finance Committee the results of a recent HHS report.
The MAHA report assessment, which the White House released in May, was the first government analysis of the key drivers of childhood chronic disease, ultra-processed foods, chemical exposures, physical inactivity, and over-medicalization.
Kennedy's actions, including replacing a vaccine advisory panel with skeptics, have drawn criticism from some medical groups. The Justice Department has issued subpoenas as part of an investigation into mortgage fraud allegations against Lisa Cook, who's fighting a Trump administration effort to remove her from her role as a Federal Reserve governor. A person familiar with the matter confirmed that subpoenas had been sent in connection with the probe, which was first reported by the Wall Street Journal. A lawyer for Cook called the investigation an example of prosecutorial overreach and said his client engaged in no fraud. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 350 points, the Nasdaq rose 210. This is SRN News. A Methodist school is changing its name.
Officials at Virginia Wesleyan University in Virginia Beach say they are renaming the institution in honor of the Batten family, perhaps their biggest donors. Batten University will become official next summer, a change that is being contested by alumni, parents, and students of the school that has always been affiliated with the United Methodist Church. A petition urging Virginia Wesleyan not to abandon its historical name has gathered thousands of signatures. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The arrest this week of comedy writer Graham Linehan in Britain over social media posts critical of transgenderism has sparked a debate about freedom of speech in the UK. Supporters of Linehan say hate speech laws are stifling legitimate comment and creating what Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling calls totalitarianism. Linehan, co-creator of the 1990s sitcom Father Ted, was detained. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks rose as Wall Street made its final moves ahead of a highly anticipated report on the job market. The S&P 500 climbed 0.8%. The Dow gained 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite rallied 1%. Treasury yields fell following data that showed weaker hiring among private employers and a potential increase in layoffs. Neither is flashing a recession, but a slowdown in the job market could push the Federal Reserve to cut its main interest rate in a couple of weeks. A more comprehensive jobs report is due on Friday, which will likely carry more weight with the Fed. The Dow was up 350 points to close at 45,621. The Nasdaq gained 210 points to 21,707. The S&P 500 added 53 to 6502. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.